Good evening. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, I thought we had a very interesting show last night, maybe a little more spicy than usual, with some back and forth with our callers. And I asked some of those callers who were trying to get through last night to call in this evening again so we could further consider some of the controversial subjects we were discussing. For those of you who weren't listening, I think it's probably appropriate for me to give you an idea of what we started off the program with last night. I'll give you some of the responses I've already gotten. Basically, I started off by saying that I thought it was high time that Americans stop worrying about old-fashioned terms like liberal and conservative and right-wing and left-wing and start taking an approach of operational thinking for survival, as the late Lawrence Dennis called it. And I said that, in my opinion, as I wrote in my book, The New Jerusalem, that the only way we were going to break up Zionist power in America, and not just Zionist power, ladies and gentlemen, but the power of these international corporations that are trying to foist off this grand design of a new world order. The only way we were going to break it all up was if we actually break up these massive fortunes that have been accumulated over the past 50 to 100 to 200 years, in some cases, in the case of the Rothschild family, of course. And I pointed out that my friend Eustace Mullins and I believe that that even the American Rockefeller fortune is a kind of a spin-off of the Rothschilds, and that, well, this upset a lot of people, obviously. I mentioned the fact that Mr. Mullins and I are both of the opinion that a very prominent conservative group, a prominent conservative society, namely the John Birch Society, was originally funded with Rockefeller seed money as a controlled opposition. Well, obviously, that's a very controversial position to take, and I knew when I took that position and dared to say what Eustace has said, and what I have said, that it would upset a lot of people. Well, we had a caller who called in and echoed my opinion vis-a-vis at least the John Birch Society in terms of suggesting that it really, in the big picture, has not contributed a lot to the patriotic movement. And like I say, I understand that's a very controversial position. I'm not taking a position against individual John Birchers, but I'm talking from having reviewed thousands of pages in a file on the John Birch Society that was accumulated at the old Liberty Lobby where I worked for many, many years. And in that file, there were many, many letters from former members of the John Birch Society who outlined their concerns. But in any case, those comments sparked a number of phone calls from people, including a representative of the America First Party, who objected to the fact that one of the callers who called in support of my position, basically, that he had suggested that maybe we shouldn't be so concerned about the U.S. Constitution. Well, just to reiterate my point about the U.S. Constitution, I don't think you could get really a better document for setting up a framework of any form of government. But the fact is, it's under that document that was supposed to guide our nation that these massive fortunes have been accumulated, and that has those massive fortunes have given those elite power brokers the opportunity to buy up control of a massive media monopoly in this country and increasingly around the world, and use that media. And the media is the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. They've used that media to launch a war against the American people, against American sovereignty, and really dissipate and destroy and eviscerate the U.S. Constitution. Well, more when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. There's a lot more to be said.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, throwing bombs here tonight. Speaking of bombs, I got a few bombs in the email today. I did manage to get around to checking my email. Three in response to three negative, all negative responses to what I talked about last night on the show. One of them writes, Mr. Piper, after your malicious attack on the John Birch Society, I will never listen to your program again. I thought you were patriotic, but anyone who would attack the John Birch Society has to have an anti-American agenda. There is no better patriot group around. Okay? Here's another one. The way you said on your radio show that we should break up the big fortunes sure sounded a lot like communism to me. You said we should redistribute the wealth. Under our constitutional free enterprise system, people were allowed to accumulate wealth. Now you're saying anti-constitutional things by saying the money should be taken out of the hands of people who have made it lawfully. Maybe you would be better off in China or Russia or Cuba or North Korea. Okay. I guess I'm about to be deported. Okay. I think President Bush would like to do that. And here's a third one. This is a kind of puzzling, okay? This gentleman says, while I appreciate your critique of the Zionist lobby and agree with you 100%, I feel that you are veering off into communism and socialism when you say that we should break up the media corporations. Obviously, there is a lot of Zionist influence on these major corporations, But since there is now an increase in independent media, as evidenced by your program, for example, it's your job, he's meaning referring to me, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's your job in this free enterprise system that we value so much to provide competition to the Zionist-controlled media corporations. If you can't cut it, then you don't deserve to succeed. The big Zionist corporations, for better or for worse, have succeeded. Okay, well, all of that having been presented to you, I'm just going to repeat my position, and I'm going to repeat it again, that I believe it's time that we have to break up the major media monopolies in this country and take away the giant fortunes accumulated by the Zionist elite, who have used that massive amount of money and power to get the United States into wars that need not and should not be fought. So, I gave my critics an airing of what they had to say, and, well, now I'm going to just open up the phones and see what the callers have to say. I suspect there's going to be a few angry folks out there, but let's see what they have to say. Here's Sam from West Virginia. Sam, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm real good. Hey, I wanted to add a little bit there. I can't disagree a whole lot with what you're saying. The media is controlled, whether it's by the Zionists or whoever else is involved. Most people have sold out in the mass media. But I was going to add to the John Birch Society. I think if people do a search and look into the COINTELPRO documents that were the COINTELPRO program that the FBI did, they'll notice, I do believe that the John Birch Society is actually mentioned in that document as a organization that's controlled by the government to protect this information and to control the Patriot movement.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Sam, that's something that I was not aware of. That's something I'm going to certainly look into. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I believe I'm correct on that. And also, I don't know if you're aware, but at one time, they you know who Dave Von Kleist is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was attacked by the John Birch Society for his 9/11 in plain sight. They take a position. The government theory on that is correct on 9/11. Anybody with half a brain cell knows that there's no way that what the government says has happened. So for those people in the John Birch Society to claim that the government's theory is correct would have to be on somebody's payroll, I would think.
Well, Sam, you know, I can point out, you know, as you may know, and as I know a lot of our listeners know, I wrote a book about the Kennedy assassination. And, you know, whether my theory or my presentation is correct or not, what a lot of people don't realize is that just a few years ago, the John Birch Society said in their magazine that Lee Harvey Oswald was a communist assassin who killed John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Now, there's very few people in the world today who think that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin, or let alone that he was a communist assassin, but the Birch Society is still hanging on to that theory and promoting it, and they don't play it up, but it has appeared in their publications. And I'll tell you what, back in the early early 1980s, when I was working for Liberty Lobby and I was writing about the neoconservatives like Richard Perle, this arms dealer for Israel, this gangster who was investigated for spying for Israel when he was working for the United States Senate. And my colleagues and I were trying to expose Richard Perle for the criminal that he is. The John Birch Society was featuring him in a favorable light on the front cover of their magazine. I mean, you know, anybody who wanted to know about Richard Perle could have looked in the Spotlight newspaper. And I'll tell you something else interesting, Sam, is that during this time, there were actually mainstream publications that referred to Richard Perle, and they quoted one person as saying Richard Perle is not so much anti-communist as he is anti-Soviet. Now, this is very, very interesting because this certainly suggests that, as my book, The High Priest of War, contends, and as many, many other patriots have said, these neoconservatives are Trotskyites. And yet, here was the John Birch Society holding up Richard Perle as the model of an American anti-communist. And I'll tell you what, I think Richard Perle is the model of an anti-American.
Oh, I totally agree with you. Well, the entire Bush administration appears to be neo-fascistic as far as it goes.
Well, you know, really, you know, funny you should use that term because, you know, in many respects, the neoconservatism is really, I would say, in a strange way, kind of Jewish fascism. And if you look into the history of the Zionist movement, there's a long-standing fascist strain there. So, Sam, I appreciate your call. I got a lot of calls here, and I want to move on. So thanks for calling in. Let's go to Chris from Chicago.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good, and I'm with you 100% that we urgently need equitable wealth distribution, and we need to bust up the media monopolies, and I think the arguments against you are rather naive. I was wanting to ask, do you know anything about Huey Long and his Share the Wealth program?
Yes, I thought I'd actually mentioned Huey Long last night. I do know that I mentioned him in my book, In the New Jerusalem. I actually made reference to him in that context. And Huey Long was a very interesting man. And, of course, Huey Long was, let's put it this way, he was assassinated. And the circumstances of his assassination are a little murkier than the official history tells us. But if Huey Long had been elected president in 1940, as he ultimately intended, that would have been a big blow toward the power of the big money elite in this country.
And I personally think he was assassinated by the communists, and that the last thing that the communists really want is equitable wealth distribution.
You know, that's an interesting point, and that's something that a lot of people don't understand, because when they hear talk about distribution of the wealth or redistribution of the wealth, they immediately assume that's quote-unquote communistic and so forth. And see, I'll tell you what, that just ties back into the subject of the John Birch Society, because as I said last night, I believe that the Birch Society, because of the certain influence that it had, which was largely attributable to the fact that the major media in this country gave a lot of attention to the John Birch Society, even though there were lots of other patriotic organizations that had been in existence for a long time, the media gave an impetus to the Birch Society that it would not have otherwise had, and therefore a lot of good American patriots joined the Birch Society. And because of its influence, the Birch Society sort of set a tone for thinking within the patriotic movement, and I'm sorry to say that that tone still prevails in a lot of corners. So that's my two cents on the matter.
It seems that you're implying that they were a controlled opposition.
I actually believe that that's what it was all about. I wrote a piece for the Barnes Review magazine, and people can check out it's barnesreview.org, and I believe they ran that story on the website there. It's called My 1 Minute Membership in the John Birch Society, and I pointed out that back around when I was 15 or 16, I saw my first copy of a John Birch Society publication, and they said that communist influence in the United States was at like 80 or 90%, something like that, whereas communist influence in Israel was only like 20 or 30%, something in that range. And, you know, I looked at this and I said, my God, I even knew at 16 years old, I knew that Israel was the only country in the Middle East that had a communist party, you know, and I'm saying, like, wait a minute, what's going on here? So, you know, there's a lot of things here that, like I say, I think need to be discussed, and I'm discussing them here tonight.
Ben-Gurion was clearly a communist, and I'm wondering, did you know anything about Revelo Oliver, and was he for real, and was he involved with the Birch Society?
Well, John Birch Society was, Revelo Oliver was very real, and he and I had some mutual friends, although unfortunately I never got to meet him. And he left the John Birch Society because he was fed up. He believed it to be a controlled opposition group. Chris, I want to thank you for your call. We have to go to a break now. We have quite a few more callers lined up, and I'm eager to talk to them, especially one troublemaker I know from Alabama. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., which is headquarters of American Free Press. Be sure to check it out on the web at AmericanFreePress.net. That's the website of the newspaper, but there's a great published paper issue that goes out every week, and you should be subscribing if you're not now. Okay, we do have quite a few callers lined up here, and I want to go to Renee from North Carolina, who called in last night, I believe, and didn't make it aboard. So let's bring up Renee.
Well, I wanted to call you to commend you for your bravery for broaching this subject.
Okay.
And I agree with you. The thing is, if you just work hard, Horatio Alger capitalist myth we've been raised on, I have an exercise for people. You need to get yourself a Monopoly board, okay? And what you do is, instead of starting out even like you generally do in the game, what you do is you give your opponent that whole strip with Park Place and Broadwalk and everything, and you let them stack a few motels on it and stuff, and where all the practically all, and you get this like the a piece of junky little property and a few bucks, and then I want you to see how easy it is to win the game when the game is stacked that way. Now, don't you think that's a good exercise and people should try?
That's right, Renee, and I'm glad I got you up here tonight. If I'd have, if I'd have known you were going to say that, I'd have said, bring that lady up to the front of the line.
Well, the thing is...
Renee, let me ask you a question. Are you a communist?
No.
I'll bet you're anti-communist, aren't you?
Yes. The thing is, my parents were entrepreneurs and small business people. I was, and I know, and this is not new because I watched my parents struggle with this too, how their wholesale price that they obtained goods for was way higher than the wholesale price that the bigger boys got, okay? This has been going on forever. The myth they teach us is not true. I know this for a fact. I have lived it, and I have been successful. I was reasonably successful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Despite this, but let me tell you, you have to work your fingers to the bone. It's like you are the little monopoly. It's just like I described. And like I say, people have been indoctrinated to believe differently. And you know, like you said, and if you say the things you said last night, the knee-jerk response is, you know the knee-jerk answers you're going to get from people.
Well,
about, oh, you're a communist. We're not talking about the little millionaires and small business people. No, no. We're talking about the mafia at the top who got their... It's kind of like letting bank robbers keep their loot. It's ill-gotten gain. They did not get it fairly. They stole it. And to let them keep it is to reward them for their bad behavior. Now, if a little liquor store robber does that, you don't let him keep his loot.
That's right. Renee, I wish I could say something more. I mean, I think you've summarized it all quite well.
I'm glad you said this because, you know, we need to explain this to people because they've been indoctrinated to think if anybody says this, you're a communist and you want to take my money and give it to other people who are lazy. No, no, you know what I want? I want the money back that the government and large corporations, through their monopolistic and criminal practices, took. From what I've heard of listening to Greg Szymanski's show, this guy Leo Wanta or something.
Right.
About, oh, man. You know what you're doing? You put Walter Buren, who's familiar with the CAFA reports, the
right.
And Leo Wanta in one program. People need to understand the trillions of dollars that have been stolen from them. I'm just saying I want it back so people can have health care, so we can have new, nice roads, where we can give people good jobs building those roads. That's what I want.
Renee, you know what? See, you're talking real Americanism, and I tell you what, it's been, I have to say, the John Birch Society that's played a major part in getting this capitalist versus, you know, they played a major part in propping up these false legends and these false ideas. You know, they have, over the years, you know, they've made the right noises in a lot of areas, but the bottom line of it is they're the ones who have so permeated the patriotic movement with a lot of rhetoric and a lot of ideas that have prevented patriots from being able to take a realistic approach like you're taking here. And that's what this guy Lawrence Dennis called operational thinking for survival. And that's what we need, because we are getting screwed. We are getting squeezed. And when I say we, I mean even the people that are making $10 million a year are getting squeezed. They're turning poor, too.
Well, it is a psychological warfare. Let me tell you something. Those people, those ruling elite, they have a psychological profile of people in this country. They know just what to go tell certain people in this country to make them scared, to appeal to their biases, to appeal to their prejudices, in order to get them all worked up and fearful. And like I said, the people don't realize they're using psychological profiles to manipulate.
Renee, listen, thank you for your call. Bye. I appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We've got some other callers ahead here, including one I'm really eager to talk to. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, folks, I have a dream. I have a dream that someday there's going to be a lot of American veterans, men and women alike, who've come home from Iraq, and God knows where else they're going to send our fighting men and women. But when they come home and they're fed up and they're out of the military, they say, well, let's go after the people that got us into these wars that shouldn't have been fought. And that they're going to surround CNN and Fox News and ABC and CBS and NBC and the Washington Post and the New York Times. And, well, let's just see what happens. Okay. We have Clayton from Missouri who missed out the other evening. Let's bring Clayton up.
Mikey.
How you doing, Clayton?
All right, Mikey. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You know, what you said about the John Birch Society is, to me, it's old news. I mean, it's really old news. I mean, the friends that
you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm kind of surprised when you said that you were getting nasty emails. And I'm like, you know, I was kind of hoping that people that listen to RBN were a cut above everybody else, because I've known for over a decade that they were Zionists infiltrated. And really, all you have to do is read their publication, New American. It reads like the Jerusalem Post. I mean,
I'm glad you said that.
I mean, I was a member in the 80s for, golly, a couple years. And basically what the John Birch Society is, in my opinion, it's like taking a College 101 course on the New World Order. But that's about it. And I don't think, you know, we want to stay in a, you know, basic frame of mind. I think, at least I hope, I know you are, and I want others to really get to this PhD level where they understand the New World Order.
Well, Clayton, let me interrupt you there for a second. There's nothing wrong with the say, conspiracy or New World Order 101 approach. However, I think the basic history and motivations and activities and rhetoric of the John Birch Society point in an entirely different direction altogether.
Right.
Yeah, that's, I think, maybe, I think we agree on that. I'm just kind of, I guess, amending your statement, and I think you agree with that.
Yeah, and I stand corrected because you're right, because what happened is when I pointed it out that, to the people that ran this local chapter, I said, well, you know, to me, it kind of looks like the Jews are running this thing. And that was it. They really didn't want me around anymore.
Well, you see, that's why I never joined. But, you know, a lot of people did join, and a lot of people had the very same experience that you had. But needless to say, it always continues. You know, and I've been writing and speaking and causing trouble for about 25 years now. And all throughout that time, I don't know how many letters and phone calls and now emails I get from people who say the kind of things that these folks said, and it still continues to amaze me, but that's the way it is.
And your other point about busting up the wealth, the concentration of wealth in this country, I was listening to Rick Adams. He comes on a couple hours after you on this network. And he had a caller who put it, I think, rather succinctly and accurately. What's happening in this country with the concentration of wealth and power at the top is that we are becoming a nation of kings, queens, and guillotines.
And, you know, that's true.
Yeah, it is. And I think that we have reached the point. I really feel like you can, I think you can tell, and I can tell that across the nation, we are quickly reaching the boiling point, and something's going to happen.
Yeah, I do think so. I somebody just said that to me earlier today in a conversation, and you know, for better or for worse, maybe it's time to put the cards on the table and play the game.
Well, I think you were right in saying before I got on the air is that where we need to squarely place the blame for what's happened is the gangsters in Washington, D.C. that you have to look at every day. I don't know how you do it.
It's sometimes difficult, particularly at lunch and dinner time, but, you know, I just have to deal with it. That's the way it is.
God, I don't know how you... I've been there a couple times, and it gave me the creeps when I was there, but anyway.
All right, well, Clayton, I have to move on and grab up Edward from Ohio. Thanks for your call, Clayton. Edward, come on up.
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
How are you doing tonight?
Okay, when you were talking about breaking up the wealth and the Constitution, something came to my mind. Are you aware that the Bible takes care of that problem?
Well, tell me about it.
Okay. People that have enough money to lend can afford to lose that money. Would you agree with that?
I would say so, exactly.
Okay. Now, generally, I think it's proper to pay the money back. However, if you look at Deuteronomy chapter 15, it provided debt releases every 7 years.
Right. I am familiar with that.
Okay.
Yes, the Jubilee, right?
No, the Jubilee is in a different chapter. That's every 50 years property was to go back to the original owner.
Okay.
It's a similar type of thing, but it breaks up at least a little bit this constant accumulation of wealth. Every 7 years, the debts were to be released. In other words, you know, if I lent you some money and you paid most of it back and that seventh year came up, that's it. It's gone. You don't owe me.
And it's
the rest of it, you don't owe me.
And of course, now our beloved friends in Congress passed this new bankruptcy legislation that further punishes debtors and makes bankruptcy more difficult. And, of course, you know, when Donald Trump went bankrupt, I didn't see him suffer too much.
Hmm. There was something else I was going to mention. Do you have an email address that I could correspond with you at that you could give over?
Yeah, I'll give you the one I use for American Free Press.
That's fine.
Michael Collins Piper, just like my name, all one word. Michael Collins Piper, 1960 at yahoo.com.
Okay, Michael Collins Piper, 1960.
Right, that's the year of my birth.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, yahoo.com. Okay, I'd like to mention this. You were saying something about having someone on to discuss the Khazars. Is that right?
Yes.
Did you have him on yet or no?
No, I have not had anybody on there. Somebody I have in mind who's actually quite knowledgeable about the subject, but he doesn't want to talk about it because what he has to say seems to contradict what so many people believe, and he thinks it's almost too controversial to even discuss.
Well, I'd like to comment on that. See, I'm not the type of person that gets my feathers ruffled by the presentation of information. I aim for the truth.
Well, there are a lot of people who do.
Now, I'm not totally sure about this Khazar teaching that these people who claim to be Jews are basically non-Israelites. However, you know, if it's, you know, whatever the truth is, that's what I'm after. Now, I would like to say one thing. I was reading a little bit in David Duke's book called My Awakening, and he was discussing the thing about genetics. Now, a gorilla is very similar genetically to a human. The point is that even though there's a little bit of difference genetically between a gorilla and a human, there's a big difference in how it shows up, you know, in the result.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
even though this man might show a very similar genetic, you know, similarity between whatever, you know, one group of people and another, does not necessarily mean that what he's saying is right. I mean, just because he's saying something, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to agree with him or that he's going to convince
mm-hmm.
us. But I would like to hear him. I, for one, would like to hear him whether I think he's right or not.
I'm like, well, I'm gonna pester him to come on and talk about it.
I'm interested.
All right, Edward. Listen, I thank you for your call, and let me move on to the great state of Alabama, where Bishop Jim Floyd is getting ready to come up and give us not 50 cents worth of information. I'd say $50,000 worth of information. How you doing tonight, Jim?
I am somebody. I am somebody. Use me, but don't abuse me.
All right, Jim.
Respect me and don't neglect me. Save my tow-headed children. Keep hope alive. This is Bishop James Floyd, Master Prophet. You can shake any bush in Alabama and a prophet will fall out of it. That's how many we got, brother. I am spiritual advisor to the poor and infamous. You ought to know that yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen, Jim is one of my spiritual advisors, and I am both poor and infamous, so.
Get your pencil, son. I got a message for you.
Okay.
The National Assembly of France met in 1789. The radicals sat on the left of the chairman, and the conservatives to the right. The Illuminati created right and left as ideological concepts in the field of world politics. The murders began under Rothschild's red banner and Illuminati slogans such as liberty, equality, and fraternity, and freedom of death.
Well, you know what, Jim?
Enemies of the people and all those other slogans. Right and left mean nothing today.
Well, you know, they never did, and I think you've explained to us very, very well where it all came from.
This proves that it never meant anything, because the murdering started immediately on the heels of these National Assembly meetings.
You know, this is something, you know, I have to confess, although I was aware of that early origin of the right and the left, I never put it in that context. And I think every listener out there who is still wedded to this idea of right and left and capitalist versus anti-capitalist and communist versus anti-communist.
Look at my duplicitous Senator Sessions. He gets up there about immigration. He never reduced anything by one human being. He never offered a suggestion how to get us out of this. 30 million illegal immigrants in this country, and they're all pregnant.
That means a lot of new citizens.
That means the demographics of this nation will change, and it will change rapidly.
You know, Jim, our listeners don't know this. Some of them may, but I'm going to mention it just for the record. This man who we're speaking with right now, Jim Floyd, was once arrested in Alabama for protesting against illegal immigration. And on what? And you know what basis they arrested him on? For burning not an American flag, but a Mexican flag. This man was arrested.
Let me say this, Mike, because I always give something. I'm going to ask you for a favor concerning the state of Alabama and the South in particular in just a moment, and I'll make it brief as I can. I burnt the Mexican flag. I went to jail twice, and they got me for burning the Mexican flag, and then when I went to the health clinic to try to warn people sitting in there with 40 illegals fresh off the highway with rubella, TB that can't be treated. Now, this was 12 years ago, Mike.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They arrested me for failure to participate in the garbage program. And the judge stood up in the court and said, you'll take this to another court, another judge, and you'll win. But you ain't going to win in my damn court.
Well, you know, all this says, Jim, all this says is that we've got a system here that's
it's broke. It don't work. It hasn't worked in a long time.
Yeah, so what are we supposed to do? Keep clinging, clinging to the system?
We have a choice. If you read, Mike, I know you read every waking moment that you're not writing or talking. You're reading. I read. People around here say, well, you can't trust that SOB. He reads books. And his wife does, too.
Oh, that's bad.
But look, it's over, friends. Your choice today is simple. What we have are anarchy. Now, you can participate for a short while in civil disobedience. I've done that now for about 15 years. And I mean, I do it with a flair. I tack theses on doors of churches. And I stand there on Sunday morning and condemn them. I do all kind of crazy stuff. The police called today, fraternal order of the police. I said, I hate you, you jackbooted SOB. Don't call here anymore. When I get a call from Bell South that comes through India or Pakistan, I say, and you can say it also, and it's fun to do. I say, who is this? We want to give you some. I said, listen here. This is a very wealthy Jewish family, and we don't need third world trash like you giving us anything.
Well, you know what? You know what, Jim? It's reaching the point, I think, and this is what one of our callers said earlier. People are getting fed up, and there is a fire burning in the land. And
you say that we need to redistribute the wealth, you're telling the truth. All these books talk about the Jewish millionaires. He went to work in the mailroom, and 6 months later, he was chairman of the board. He came over on a ship and got a job and saved more money than he made. Are you listening, Mike?
I'm going to try to figure out how to do that myself.
That's the kind of silliness that they... Nobody ever says where to get his money. Curtis Dahl, in his book, a wonderful piece of literature, short, but so informative. My deluded father-in-law,
FDR,
said those tattered bags that the Jewish refugees got off with at Ellis Island was packed with freshly minted $100 bills.
Well, Jim, I'll throw one out for you. A lot of people don't know this, but there was a fellow who was supposed to be one of the Jewish doctors at the Auschwitz concentration camp. He came here to Washington, D.C. as a Holocaust survivor after World War II, and somehow this man who was penniless suddenly became the largest real estate landlord for the U.S. federal government. Now, That's kind of interesting.
Well, look at today's news. Jack Abramoff. What did he get? 5 years? 4 years? A little over 4 years?
That's right.
He'll be out in 2 years. Stole tens of millions of dollars. What did they find him? A minuscule fraction of what he had stolen. Look at Michael Milken and Ivan Boisky. Billions of dollars. The only thing that messed Boisky up, his wife fell in love with the lawyer. And she knew where all the money was, and the lawyer and her took the money and messed his whole life up. Look, Mike, I've got a problem here in Alabama.
Jim, hang on there. We got some music telling us to slow down for a minute or two here. Stay on for the break, Jim. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping up another hour and another week here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Got quite a few callers here, but we're going to finish up here with Jim Floyd and try to squeeze somebody else in. Jim, you were talking about a problem in Alabama.
Yes,
tell us about
it. Yes, there's a bill called the Rosa Parks Forgiveness Bill, Pardon Bill. What they're doing is expunging history from the arrest records, possibly even from the Department of History, Archives and History. I don't want that to happen in Alabama. Other states in the South are looking at this action and thinking about doing the same thing. yes, you can pardon Rosa Parks if you wish, but don't destroy the history.
Well, you know, Jim, they did that in the Soviet Union for years, so, you know, we shouldn't be surprised they're going to try to do it here in the United States. I mean,
there are two women that got on the bus before Rosa Parks and tried the same thing, Mary Lois Smith and Claudette Colvin. Now, Mary Lois Smith was just absolute an impossible situation for him. First of all, she was 17 and pregnant and used the big MF word over and over and over during the arrest.
Wouldn't make a very good icon.
The other was Claudette Colvin, and Claudette was a nice girl, a member of the church, but her father was an alcoholic, and she lived in an old clapboard shack out in the country. And they didn't feel that she measured up. Rosa Parks played third fiddle to this crowd.
But the media made a hero out of her.
Not only that, but Ralph Abernathy and the Vivian Davis thing. Ralph Abernathy, First Baptist Church, Montgomery, was having sex with his child when she was 14, sodomizing her when she was 15. She married this boy, who was a football player, who later caused her to confess what had been going on. He went after Ralph Abernathy with a hatchet in the basement of the First Baptist Church and ran him down the street and across the lawn at the State House before he was tackled by the police. Now, if they want to do away with this, how are historians in the future, even near future, going to find records to make their assessment of this communist revolution make any sense to anyone?
Well, that's all part of the problem we have with this media. That's exactly right. You know, right there, you've given some really concrete examples.
That's just two, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. These are, I mean, and you know, and I'm sure it's happening, like you say, everywhere in this particular realm, but you know, it whether it's the Holocaust or whether it's the Rosa Parks story.
Well, they've opened up the records, the Red Cross records. What's the name of that town in Germany where they house those records?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Well, I've forgotten it momentarily. But the Red Cross has had records of the Holocaust, records written during the Holocaust that they've kept under lock and key now for 60 years. The only people who could access the records were relatives of and survivors and the State of Israel.
Well,
I remember a time when little Jewish boys went to the Library of Congress with razor blades taped between their fingers to remove evidence, kind of Sandy Berger type way.
Jim, I hear that music playing. That means we got to wrap it up. So I thank you for your call and everybody else who's called in. And those of you who didn't make it on board tonight, come in next week. This is Michael Collins Piper thanking you for your attention and for your exactitude. Stay tuned to RBNLive.com.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.